This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 6th of December. Silcott Stallions remain on course for the semi-finals of the Faisal Bank T20 Cup, after wrapping up victory by 34 runs over Abbottabad Falcons. Harris Sahel led the Stallions to an impressive 164 for 6, with a sublime 62 not out off 43 balls. Roland Arvill Hassan then took 2 for 26 in a disciplined Stallions bowling performance, as the Falcons were held to 130 for 7. Karachi Zebras' tournament ended in defeat at the hands of Multan Tigers. The Zebras could make only 123 in reply to Multan's 140 for 6, as Rahat Ali took 4 for 15 and side Anwar Junior 3 for 22. Anwar had earlier top score for the Tigers with 39 off 22 balls. Iftikhar Anjum took 3 for 11 as Quetta Bears were again beaten, this time by Islamabad Leopards. Quetta made just 111 for 6 after being asked to bat, which in spite of some miserly bowling from Aaron Lal, was overhauled by Islamabad in the 19th over. Bahawalpur Stags and Faisalabad Wolves are the two teams that will progress from Group B. The Stags beat Hyderabad Hawks by 11 runs at the Gaddafi Stadium. They made 154 for 7 from their 20 overs, as Ali Haider, Usman Tariq and Bilal Khilji all passed 30. Cameron Hussain, Mohammed Talla and Khilji then each took a brace of wickets in the Hawks' run chase, as they were restricted to 143 for 8. The Wolves won a thriller by 2 wickets off the final ball against Karachi Dolphins. Misbah Ul Haque was the mainstay of their run chase, and ended on 72 not out from only 47 deliveries. Asin Adilka had earlier taken 4 for 28, as Karachi could make only 147 for 6, in spite of Kuram Manzoor's half-century. Rawalpindi Rams ended Lahore Eagles' campaign with an 8-wicket thrashing of them. The Eagles made a respectable 155 for 5 from their 20 overs, thanks to Saad Naseem's 44 not out, but this proved well below par as Navid Malik and Awais Zia put on 135 for the first wicket in just 12 overs. Zia departed 54 off 36 balls, but Malik remained unbeaten on 77 off 41 as the Rams won with almost 6 overs to spare. In South Africa's Momentum One Day Cup, Knights were deprived of the opportunity of making the playoffs, as their match against Lions was abandoned without a ball bowled last night due to rain in Kimberley. Lions progressed to the final on December the 14th, while Cape Cobras and Titans will meet in the playoff on Sunday. The Cobras actually beat Titans in their final group game in Paarl, as Richard Lever hit a career best 166 off 134 balls to set up their 111-run victory. And the dead rubber match in East London between Warriors and Dolphins was won by the former, thanks to Christian Yonker's determined 84 and Ayobalele Gwamani's 5 for 28.